football on off the ball.
We just don't have the climate that you can play in the winter. Mm. And we just don't have the climate that gets any sort of quality. We don't have the facilities to accommodate that. So it's only right that it would be from through the summer months.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Balls Football Daily.
Hello and welcome along to Wednesday's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. Coming up today, Arsenal are the first side to book their place in this season's League Cup final after they got past Chelsea at the Emirates. Troy Parrott's on the mark for AZ Alkmaar, who booked their spot in the semi-finals of the Dutch Cup. And Pep Guardiola speaks out on Palestine, Ukraine and the USA. But first, Arsenal boss Mikel Arteta hopes his players can get the boost they need from reaching their first cup final in 6 years. The Gunners will be at Wembley next month for the League Cup final after a 4-2 aggregate win over Chelsea. Former Chelsea player Kai Havertz came off the bench to score in injury time to guarantee the win. Arteta says it'll bring many benefits.
Winning helps in every sense, confidence, energy. We're going to be there in a few weeks. We will prepare well. In the meantime, we know that we need to just put it aside because 3 days later, we're going to have a massive game here in the Premier League and we are on front. That's where we want to be. So let's keep moving.
Chelsea boss Lemar Seniors rejected criticism that his team didn't make enough of an effort to turn around the first leg deficit. Former Arsenal midfielder Paul Merson was in the Sky studio for the game and felt there wasn't enough in terms of attack from Chelsea.
You can feel the joy, you can feel the relief a little bit around there, can't you?
I'm flabbergasted. I can't believe what I just watched. I honestly can't believe what I just watched. I mean, Arsenal fans and Arsenal, the players themselves, this is Chelsea Football Club. You know, they've got international football players, they've got World Cup winner, they've got players all over. This is not a bottom four, bottom five team. They've just come there. I mean, it's crying. I mean, should be crying because they never had a go. I mean, I'm lost for words. I cannot believe what happened. They've just gone out with an absolute win in the semi-final of a big competition. And if it worked, it was great. But it hasn't worked. And you can't gamble like that. Have a go and go out in a blaze of glory. Don't go out like that. I'm lost for words. Honestly, I'm lost for words.
This is what Lemar Senior had to say about that criticism.
I've been a pundit. It's easy. It's easy in hindsight. So if I go and attack the game, press really high, and we can see two goals early, everyone says, what's he doing? That's the reality of my job. Reality of my job is if you lose games, you'll be criticised. If you win, you're a genius. It's normally somewhere in between that.
Manchester City are in pole position to join Arsenal in next month's final. City boss Pep Guardiola says it won't take much for his team to be back on top of their game. They're 6 points behind Arsenal in the Premier League title race, but they take a 2-0 lead into the second leg of their semi-final against Newcastle. Guardiola thinks they're close to getting things right.
Let me be clear, the situation that we are in the Premier League absolutely belong to us. So for a little bit more, but believe me, a little bit more, we'll be there. We're closer.
Guardiola also spoke about people who've died in conflicts in Gaza, Ukraine and Sudan. He said he was hurt by the images of what's going on. He told reporters he'd stand up against those defending violence. It's despite the United Arab Emirates, where the club's owners are based, being involved in the Sudanese civil war. Guardiola, who recently spoke at a pro-Palestine rally in Barcelona, says it's hard not to feel attached to those who are suffering.
We had the info in front of our eyes, watching more clear than now. The genocide in Palestine, what happened in Ukraine, what happened in Russia, what happened all around the world, in Sudan and everywhere, what happened in front of us. You want to see it? There is someone who see the images what happened in all around the world, about the wars around the world, you don't affect him? He is not questioning about who's right or wrong. Every politician, right, left, right wing, left wing, can, of course, have to. Everyone, the ideas can do it that. But there is someone here that no effect will happen every single day. But today we see it. Before we could not see it. Today we see it is not something, you touch something. It hurts me. For me, it hurts me. It would be the opposite side, it would hurt me. It would harm for another country, it hurts me. It's not about the position. So every argument, I'm sorry. This is my feeling. You can discuss when completely kill thousands of innocent people, it hurts me. It's no more complicated than that. No more. I have a lot of people and friends for many countries, a lot of friends. But when you have an idea and you to defend, you have to kill thousands and thousands of innocent people. I'm sorry, I'm a stand-up. Always I will be there. Always. I cannot imagine nobody, anyone cannot feel that. When you see the images every single day, the fathers, the mothers, the kids, being happen what they happen, being destroyed their lives, and absolutely, the people cannot feel a little bit of be attached. I'm sorry, I cannot feel it.
Now, a lot of people believe Pep Guardiola will leave City this summer, and on last night's football show, writer and broadcaster Jonathan Wilson joined Eoin Sheehan and said whoever replaces Guardiola will have a mammoth task on their hands.
On the company point, it does feel as if he would be a perfect fit for Manchester City, and I'd say Pep Guardiola himself would almost anoint a Vincent Kompany type to be his successor. But the problem is, you are Pep Guardiola's successor. There's a chance that things get a little bit worse before they get better in the immediate aftermath of Pep.
Oh yeah, I mean, I'm sure whoever does come in for Pep will have exactly the same problem that we saw Emery having at Arsenal, or countless Manchester United managers having, that following a legend like that is extremely difficult. I think you're almost seeing it this season with Arne Slot, that although he did win the title last season, which is almost easy to forget that. But you're coming in after a figure as big as that is incredibly difficult. And maybe particularly at City, given how Guardiola sort of defines the club. I guess in a way that, say, Wenger had come to define Arsenal or Ferguson United, that it's clearly a club very much in the Guardiola image. You know, he's been a great manager passing through. He has... the club was built for him. The fact that Ferran Soriano was there, Chiqui Begiristain was there, everything was done to his template. So his shadow will engulf whoever follows him, and I think it will be pretty hard to follow. And that's why Kompany almost feels like a logical choice. That it's almost like the Liverpool boot room idea, that you maintain that continuity. But yeah, I do think there's a danger that whoever comes next will constantly be saying, What would Guardiola be doing? The difference, I guess, to United is I don't think Guardiola's going to be sat in the stand every game, sort of glowering down every time they drop a couple of points. And I think he will, whether he takes another job, whether he goes off to New York, or whether he goes back to Barcelona, just take some time out. I mean, actually, it was the GQ interview in the summer, wasn't it, where he said he'd be taking years off when he finished at City. So I think we've known that he's tired.
Yeah.
I think we've had this kind of conversation really the last 3 or 4 years, maybe even longer than that, that there's always a point of the season when he seems worn out. And then previously he's always ended up staying on, but I don't think anybody would be surprised if this is his final season.
You can listen back to that in your OTB football podcast feed now. Meanwhile, Newcastle boss Eddie Howe says they have to have the belief they can fight back against City in the defence of their League Cup title. Howe trusts his players to turn the tie around at the Etihad.
We still believe, and we have to believe we've got the players that can go to any stadium in the world and perform and score goals. So I think collectively there's that spirit within the group is there. It's going to be an almighty challenge, and there's no bigger challenge than Manchester City away. I think we say that every time we play them.
Troy Parrott scored one and set up one in AZ Alkmaar's 2-1 win over FC Twente after extra time, which secured their place in the semi-finals of the Dutch Cup. It was the 22nd goal of the season for the Ireland international, who's 24 today. Parrott was the subject of interest from Eredivisie leaders PSV Eindhoven, but he chose to stay with his current employers. Now, more than 6,000 Ireland fans have applied for tickets for the World Cup playoff semi-final with the Czech Republic in Prague. The game will be played on Tuesday, the 26th of March, at the Fortuna Arena, the home of Slavia Prague. It has a capacity of just under 20,000, so a minimum of 5% of tickets have to go to the away fans. So the final number available will come in at just over 1,000. Tickets will be allocated based on the attendance for the last 10 away games, excluding the France and Portugal matches. That means only fans with a record of travelling on a regular basis will be considered, and fans will find out on Friday week if they've been successful with their application. The FAI has submitted a preliminary bid to host the 2029 Women's Champions League final at the Aviva. Ireland captain Katie McCabe was part of the Arsenal team which beat Barcelona 1-0 in last season's final in Lisbon. This season's final will be played in Oslo. The Aviva has previously hosted the men's Europa League finals in 2011 and 2024. Hearts boss Derek McInnes says discipline is something they have to address after a setback in their Scottish Premiership title race. Hearts lost 1-0 away to St Mirren last night. Craig Halkett was sent off in the first half. Third time in five league games that Hearts have been reduced to 10 men. McInnes says he expects them to bounce back next Tuesday when they face Edinburgh rivals Hibs.
The response has always been good when we have lost a game. Obviously, it's only my third defeat and no better game. So, no, we'll be fine. We'll see where we're at. But we need to make sure we learn from this. In a derby game, it's a great opportunity for us to go and try and win a game. But up against a team, we'll be doing exactly the same.
Celtic boss Martin O'Neill says three deadline day signings doesn't change anything in the title race. Junior Adamu, Joel Mvuka and Benjamin Arthur all arrived on loan at Celtic ahead of the transfer window closing. Celtic can close their gap on Hearts at 3 points tonight if they win away to Aberdeen. And speaking ahead of that game, O'Neill says a fresh squad doesn't give them an automatic advantage.
We're chasing. We're chasing down. And at the end of it all, we've got, we're behind. And it's in Hearts' hands.
Rangers can also move within 3 points of Hearts tonight if they win at home to Kilmarnock. Rangers boss Danny Rowles excited by his options after bringing in four new players during the January transfer window. Striker Ryan the Dairy joined from German third division club Hansa Rostock on deadline day. Rowles says he'd be ready for the Ibrox atmosphere after what he experienced in Germany.
There are 25,000, 30,000 crazy fans, and that helps to prepare him for our place, and this is what I like.
And there was another episode this week of Outside the Box with Matthew Brennan, Ben Symes and David Wilson, where they talked all things Irish football. And after a busy transfer window for some Irish players on the fringes of Heimir Hallgrimsson's squad, the lads gave their opinion on Sammy Smodic's decision to leave Ipswich for Derby on loan until the end of the season.
Sammy Smodic's going on loan from Ipswich to Derby, joining back up with John Eustace, who of course he enjoyed the best spell of his career, kind of where we all became as familiar with Smodic as we are now, scoring 27 goals that year. I'm exceptionally excited about this move.
It's a brilliant move for Smodic. Goes back to play, as you said, under Eustace, where he found his best form, and can kind of give him that role where he's just off a striker, which that is his best position. We haven't seen him get back to that position for Ireland. He's kind of played out on the left, or else he's been like up front alongside another player. I'm really looking forward to see him playing under John Eustace's system again. Derby had a great window in general. There's going to be a great buzz around that place going into the second half of the season. Great move on paper, brilliant move.
Well, as regards the Irish team, like, I think Smodic brings so much, and he brings something so different to what we have. Like, he is in your face. Maybe he hasn't scored the goals that for Ireland that he kind of hasn't been reflected when the goals he scored for Blackburn, but he's like in your face, closing people down, brings like a really good energy, gets the crowd up. I definitely think he can bring value and an element of something different to the Ireland squad. I think that's why he'll be definitely in it. I don't think that any, like, Johnny Kenny or the likes will kind of oust him from that position. And also that he can play it off the left, off the right, play as a number 10 and play up front. I think he's definitely going to be in a squad come March, as long as he stays fit.
I just don't think when he started for Ireland, he's provided as much as others have. He hasn't provided as much as Albene has when he started. He hasn't provided as much as Azaz has when he started.
Different types of players.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. The end goal is the same of what you're going to contribute and what you're going to get out of the team. The results have been eminently better when you've had Azaz on the pitch and you've had Albene on the pitch.
I don't think they've found like the proper position for him, really, because he's like he's playing off the left. He's not really left winger. Like,
but
you
we played Azaz off the left and that didn't work, and then we moved him to middle and it does work. So it's a fair point that he hasn't been playing in the best position. But at the same time, if we've got players there who you have found the right position for, and Smodic doesn't fit into that, I don't know has he shown enough for us squad to be trying to sandwich him into a team. A squad game is fine, that's grand. Like, I've no problem with being in a squad or anything like that, but or getting minutes off the bench or anything like that, but I think we've gotten to a point now where we've found something. I'm excited by this move, and I think there's definitely a world where he recaptures the form he had with Blackburn a couple of years ago, and we were all very excited about him. There's obviously a player in there. You don't just score 27 goals in the Championship in a lackluster team if you haven't got something about you.
And if you want to hear that back in full, you can do so now for free in your OTB Football podcast feed. That's about all we have time for in today's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. I'll be back with more tomorrow.
To unlock much more from the OTB Football feed, sign up at offtheball.com/join now.
Introducing a new Off the Ball football podcast original. Richie McCormick's Sliding Doors. These are the stories of those big money deals that just didn't quite happen.
Figo, Ronaldo. Made space for himself. Ronaldo's shot. Pick that out. What a hat trick.
Episode 1 of this podcast series focuses on Ronaldo and a move to Glasgow Rangers. Subscribe now in your OTB football podcast feed to not miss an episode of this 6-part series coming to you live each and every Monday.